Joining us now are one of the most dangerous acts as part of this year's Fringe Festival. It's an enter at your own risk kind of show, not for the faint of heart. We're talking, of course, about the Ukulele Death Squad, and we have Ruben, Julian, and Ben live in the studio with us now. G'day, guys.
Morning, boys. How's it going?
Doing well. Doing well. Thanks for coming into the studio again. You've been here many times before. It's always good to have you in. And we've got word your show tonight and Sunday night are sold out. So congrats.
Yeah, thank you. It's made our job very easy for the for the whole Fringe. We managed to sell all our tickets before the doors opened on our first show. So it was,
oh, wow.
So pretty proud of that.
It's pretty magnificent. Not many people can say that as part of the Fringe, really. Can you tell us a bit about what audiences can expect at these shows?
Well, they can expect the unexpected. Sometimes we don't know what we're expecting either because, I'll tell you this, shit can get crazy and we don't really know what's going to happen sometimes. I mean, we've got a bit of a structured show, but, we all like to let loose a little bit. We all like to jam. We all like to go a bit off the cuff, so it's
There were handcuffs at the last show.
Do you find yourselves sort of surprising each other? Sometimes someone will be having a bit too much fun and take the show in maybe like a weird surprising direction.
Pretty much every show.
Yeah.
And even ourselves, we end up in situations that are a bit risque and we're just like, how do we get here again?
They're the kind of stories you can share at, you know, 8:45 on a Wednesday morning.
Edinburgh. How about Edinburgh? Last show of our Edinburgh tour last year, as a celebratory dance, I stripped on stage.
Nice.
Now, was that something you planned ahead of time, or was that something that just took your fancy midway through the show?
It was an idea, and then halfway through the show, Julian just started peer pressuring me.
Right. So it was just a throwaway that became a brilliant grand finale.
And then on our show last Sunday, because we added an extra show, we had our bass player, who's not here today, his partner is a burlesque dancer, so we got into a bit of a burlesque bondage situation on stage. So,
right.
Things get a little crazy.
It's not the regular. Don't expect like a full-on, you know.
The thing is, too, you've got like a real mix of ages in the crowd, so there's some grandmothers that are, you know, sort of looking up on stage.
Oh, they love it.
They do love it.
It sounds like a strip show / ukulele fest, which is...
That's exactly what it is.
It's really, you know, not what you normally see at the Fringe. Well, maybe it is.
But maybe not what you necessarily sign up for with a name, Ukulele Death Squad.
We're going to call our first album 50 Shades of Uke, I think.
Ah, looking forward to it. Well, what about the name Ukulele Death Squad? I'm sure you've spent a lot of time talking about that, but how did that, how'd you guys come up with that?
When we first started, we did sort of start, because I knew Julian played uke, and I sort of started picking up the ukulele as well, because I'm a private tutor, do guitar tuition and banjo, and then I started getting some of these ukulele students, and I thought, oh, I better, you know, start learning how to play this, and then I sort of, was exploring it, and I started really liking it. I knew Julian played uke in a few other bands, and we got together, and it was originally going to be a lot of real dirty comedy songs for the uke, because I did want to do something for the Fringe, and then we started coming up with this common thread of a few songs that, you know, started sounding a little bit, in the flamenco style, and with the nylon strings of the uke, it sort of lent itself to that sort of, you know, desperado sort of sound, the Pulp Fiction song was one, Miss Alou was one of the songs that we sort of started going, and I thought, well, you know, it's got that sound, it's got, you know, some of the songs we were exploring had that cinematic Tarantino sort of vibe, and, a fair few names got passed around for a while via text message, and some good, some not so good, then I thought, oh, something with squat in it would be good, and then we sort of thought, you know, because the ukulele has such a big market, especially in Adelaide and, you know, globally now, you know, it's had this big resurgence. And I thought, oh, it definitely needs ukulele in it. And I thought, oh, maybe ukulele grave squad. And I thought it needed to be, you know, dark as well. And I thought, oh, maybe we could get in the suits and be a little bit like Reservoir Dogs. And then it was just ukulele death squad. And then Julian's like, no, mate, I was thinking Pigeons on the Moon. and I'm like, nah, it's ukulele death squad. And they're like, oh, are we sure? I think Pigeons on the Moon's pretty good. And then I'm like, nah, it's ukulele death squad. It's in, you know, it's, I've made the Facebook page already.
Julian, how do you feel about Pigeons on the Moon? Are you still stand by it?
I'm thinking of doing a show with pigeon noises only. So we do all our songs with like pigeon calls.
I mean, yeah, we could have either gone the suit or we could have gone pigeon outfits. I'm not sure what would be more successful.
It's very Run the Jewels, do a remix album.
Yeah.
It's an alternate reality.
Yeah. But I mean, even the name alone has been getting us into countries and stuff like that. Like, I remember we went over to Edinburgh for the Fringe, and I was going through customs, and, you know, you got your letter of invitation from the Fringe Society. And, you know, it's got the name Ukulele Death Squad, and, you know, you think going through customs, that might be quite dodgy. And then, so she saw that and she's like, oh, okay, yeah, you're from the Fringe, all right. Oh, Ukulele Death Squad. You know, that's the best name I've ever heard. It's like stamped straight away. It was great. And then Julian had
the opposite. I took the bus because I was cheaping out. I was coming from Belgium and I didn't bring any of my papers with me. I normally have, I'm a resident of Belgium and I didn't bring my ID with me. So it was on my Australian passport. And I got in there. Normally you have to show bank accounts and stuff. I had nothing on me. And then the lady, I had my flight ticket back to Australia on the Ukulele Death Squad account. And she reads it and she's just like, is this a gang? Like, are you? And I'm like, no, it's a ukulele band. And I was kind of worried too because, you know, I didn't have all the right documents with me. And she was just questioning everything. She was convinced I was part of a gang.
Because it's like the emails, Uke Death Squad. And she's like, what's the UK Death Squad?
Yeah. Right. I like the idea that she thinks that if you're part of some big death squad, you'd have it on your bank account.
Yeah. UK Death Squad, yeah. So, yeah, and it works though. No, I mean, we haven't actually done a studio recording yet. Mm-hmm. So the name has sort of carried us a long way.
Well, yeah, with
Pigeons of the Moon would have worked too. I'm just
Woo!
American dream.
Now, you've thankfully brought in your instruments, a couple of ukuleles, and you've got a flute there in the corner. You've prepared a song for us. Can you tell us a bit about what you're going to play?
We're going to do a tune called The Publican, I think. Mm. Cool. Yeah.
Guess how many Disney references you can catch.
Excellent. Let's take a listen. This is The Publican. Ukulele Death Squad.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's a place that she goes, where nobody knows her name, apart from the flightless butterfly and the publican. She wraps her lips around the taps of the bee that tastes so sweet. She states it's for medicinal purposes. Oh, in this place, but my heart is all frozen. My magic lamp don't shine that bright no more. Sit on this rock and put some pride on my sandwich. Gotta get my magic up to the mechanic. My heart is all frozen. The juice of the apple floods my veins with a spell. I've fallen asleep for God knows how long. The grass sleep I broke on my foot a while ago. Out of bed or to take my stand as their heroine. Oh, in this place of a
my heart is all frozen. The magic lamp don't shine that bright no more. I sit on this rock and put some pride in my sandwich. Gotta get my magic offer to the mechanic. My heart is all frozen. The juice of the apple floods my veins with a spell. I've fallen asleep for God knows how long. The grass if it broke, I'm afoot a while ago. My magic lamp don't shine that bright no more. Sit on this rock and put some pride in my sandwich. Gotta get my magic carpet to the mechanic. My heart is all frozen. The juice of the apple floods my veins with a spell. I've fallen asleep for God knows how long. The glass slipper broke on my foot a while ago. My heart is all frozen. My magic lamp don't shine that bright no more. Sit on this rock and put some pride in my sandwich. Gotta get my magic carpet to the mechanic. My heart is all frozen. The juice of the apple floods my veins with a spell. Falling asleep, but God knows how long. The glass slipper broke, I'm a foot a while ago.
Ukulele Death Squad there live in the studio.
That was awesome.
That was great, guys. Thanks for that.
Cheers. No worries.
Now, we're fast approaching the end of the interview, but before we go, as we mentioned, you've got sold-out shows for The Fringe, but next month I saw you guys are putting on Ukulele Death Fest.
That's it, yeah. Don't worry about the Fringe Festival. This is where the party's really going to happen.
Did you have any problems getting the name Death Fest? Was that... We'd like a big spot of land, and we're going to have a Death Fest.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, surprisingly, it's a very family-friendly event. we actually do have a kids' play area and stuff all set up, and free tickets for the kids. So, look, with a name like Ukulele Death Squad, the only choice for a festival was the Ukulele Death Fest. So, but yeah, we've got bands coming in from Melbourne. We've got local youth groups as well. We've got, you know, some good local artists as well. And, you know, we sort of, just like what we're doing with the uke, you know, we're sort of trying to break the mold. And same with the Ukulele Festival as well. We've played a lot of uke festivals and, you know, we want to put on, rather than, you know, a ukulele festival, it's ukulele based, but we want to do a good music festival as well, which is, you know, we got Cal Williams Jr., who's incredible on the ukulele. We've got Lauren Kate. We have Lillian King from Melbourne coming down. We've got the Leroys from Mount Barker. They're a subgroup of the Adelaide Hills ukulele group. Jen Lush is going to play as well. Who else have we got? The Ukulele Death Squad will be playing. Yeah, and then more to come as well. So awesome. Yeah, it's gonna be a big deal. And
workshops.
Yeah, we've got workshops going on. We've now since partnered with Carla Australia, who make these ukuleles. They're an endorsement of ours now. They'll be down there showcasing their ukuleles. We'll have Chris Carr from the Ukulele Trading Co. with ukuleles down there too. Cal Williams, who writes a lot of books and things like that, he'll be down there with the ukulele bookshop.
Uke-tastic.
Yeah, pretty
uke. Sounds like a great way to tap in, yeah, again, to that ukulele resurgence. Yeah. Now, we have time for one more quick song. What do you got for us?
Paris, maybe? Yeah, all right, let's do it.
Excellent. It's Ukulele Death Squad live in studio. listening to Breakfast.
And I will follow you. Walk all day and through the night. From Beirut to Barcelona. For just to see your simple song. Went to Paris on a train, looking through the window pane. Faces focused on the sadness and the frame. She played a hand or ace of spades with simple words and unafraid. It turns out what he had planned was a bit of sweet charade. Said to her,
I will follow you, walk all day and through the night, from Beirut to Barcelona,
just to see your simple smile. Run away now for the day, for the night, or for those happy days. Them away, left your body hard on to display. Run away now for the day, for the night, or for those happy days. Them away, left your body hard on to display. Own cold love.